Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bav Metzia Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. And as promised, this entire session will be one of Agadah, beginning with the statement of Rabbi Yochanan about himself. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. At the end of the previous story, we mentioned something about Rabbi Yochanan, among others, being large. Here we hear Rabbi Yochanan's words. Ana Ishtar Mishpirat Yerushalayim. I am one of the remaining people of the beautiful men of Yerushalayim. Ha'iman deboi mechzi shufar de Yochanan. And that'll become our comments. If somebody wanted to see how beautiful Rabbi Yochanan was, this is an era where he's no longer around. Naiti kosa dechas beisalki. Bring a freshly forged silver cup. Mali partzidaya de ramana sumka. Take red seeds of a pomegranate. Fill them in this cup. And then take a wreath, as it were, of roses, red roses, and put it around the top of the cup. And put it right between the sun and where the shade is. And ahuzahuri, that gleam that you'll see me in Shufar Rabbi Yochanan, that is a micro version of the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan. So, Aini, is it true? Vamamar Shufar Rabbi Kahana, Main Shufar Rabbi Avahu. We have a statement that Rabbi Kahana was a micro version of the beauty of Rabbi Avahu of Caesarea. Shufar Rabbi Avahu, Main Shufar Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Avahu was a microcosm of the beauty of Yaakov Avinu. Shufar Yaakov Avinu, Main Shufar Adam Harishon. Vidur Rabbi Yochanan lo kachashi vilei. And Rabbi Yochanan is not listed in this sequence. The answer is Shan Rabbi Yochanan, the Hadar Panim lo havilei. He didn't have a beard. So he didn't have Hadar Panim. But his image was evidently very beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan havi azul yatev ashari tefilas. It's a story that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned also in Masachet Brachot, used to sit in front of the mikvah. Amar kisalkam not Yisrael mitfilat mitzvah lifagobi. When the daughters of Israel go to the mikvah and then they come out on their way for biat mitzvah, after tefilat mitzvah, they see me ki echel havelu banish firi kavati. This is based on the notion that whatever you're looking at or thinking about at the time of Bia will affect what the child looks like. So children be as beautiful as I am. So Kmiri Oraita Kavati, and they'll also be students and scholars like me. So I'm Rabban, so the students at Rabbi Yochanan, Mistafi Marme Ina Bisha, aren't you afraid of Ayin Hara? You're summoning an Ayin Hara into these kids. Amalahu Anam is already Yosef Katina. He said, I am a descendant of Yosef. To Loshalta be Ina Bisha. Yosef was somehow protected from the Ayin Hara. Dichtiv ben porat Yosef ben porat alei ayin. In Yaakov's bracha to his favorite son Yosef, he says ben porat alei ayin. V'yamar yavo al tikrei alei ayin ela olei ayin. Yosef is above the eye, as it were. So Chanina Mamiachi had a different pasuk that when Yaakov blesses Menashe and Ephraim, he says vid gula rov bekerav haaretz. They should spread throughout the land like fish. Just like fish are underwater and the ayin cannot see them. The same thing with Yosef. Okay, now here's the famous story of Rabbi Yochanan and how he met Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish and became related to him and ultimately the tragedy. Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yarden. Rash Lakish saw him and jumped into the river after him. Amalei chel chalo raita. So Rabbi Yochanan turned to him and said, that was very impressive. Your strength should be used for Torah. Amalei shufrach lanashi. And so as a comeback, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, your beauty should be for women. So Amalei hatot bach yavi even alach achoti deshapir minoi. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Lakish, if you will return and come to the Beit Midrash with me and study Torah, I will let you marry my sister who is even more beautiful than I. Kabil alayt, Rish Lakish accepted it. So he wanted to jump back out of the river in order to get his clothes. Falumatzi hadar, he wasn't able to do it. In other words, the notion is once he had accepted the old Torah in him, he was now physically weak. Akre v'atne v'shavi gavarabas. Rabbi Yochanan taught him Mikra, he taught him Mishnah, and he turned him into a real Adam Gadol. Yomachad havu miflagi be'midrashan. This jumps to the end of their relationship and the end of their careers and their lives. And they were discussing and disputing in the Beit Midrash. Sayif vasakin vahapigyon vaharomach umagal yad. These are all sorts of weapons. Umagal katsir me'imata mekabalin tuma. At what point in their fashioning are they considered to be a completed kli that they're mekabal tuma? Bishat gemar malachtan. When they're done. Me'imata gemar malachtan. When are they done? Rabbi Yochanan omer mishit sefei mekivshan. The minute that they're put in the forge. Chishamar, that's not enough. Afterwards, you have to put them in water. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, this thief is still familiar with his thieving ways. And Rabbi Yochanan, after all these years, said to his brother-in-law, Reish Lakish, oh, you're still the Ganav, and you still have the familiarity with how to make these two weapons of violence, and that's how you know this stuff. So Marley Umayahanatli, so Reish Lakish had in a comeback, so what benefit did I get from you? Hatim Rabbi Karuli, Hacha Rabbi Karuli. They're over there when I was with the Ganavim, I was considered to be a head of the Ganavim, they called me Rabbi. Here they call me Rabbi. It's, if you're going to insult me like this, I see no gain. I did benefit you. I brought you close to God. Rabbi Yochanan felt very bad about what happened. Chalash Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish, as a result, felt terrible. So, and they weren't talking to each other. So what happened was that Rabbi Yochanan's sister, Reish Lakish's wife, came to her brother, and she asked, please, Amralei, Aseh Bishvil Bani, or Bishvil Banai, try to make up with him so that he doesn't die, something terrible doesn't happen, so that my sons don't have aren't orphans. Amar La, Ozvei Yitomayich Aniyachayeh. Don't worry about your orphans, I'll take care of them. So I say, Bishvil Almanuti, so do it so that I won't be a widow. Amar La, Vonotech, Alay Tiftachi, I'll take care of your widowhood. What happened? Nachnaf Shem Shimon Lakish. Shimon Lakish really passed away. And Rabbi Yochanan now was very, very sad because he had lost his close friend and his brother-in-law, and he had been the cause of it. Who can put Rabbi Yochanan to give him some peace? Nezor Elazar ben Padat, so the famous Rabbi Elazar, the colleague of Rabbi Yochanan, should go and study with him, make him feel better. He's very sharp. Azal Yatev Kameh, so he came and sat in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And Kol Milta Davi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Leitani Masayelach. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said of his own accord, Rabbi Elazar said, "I've got a brighter that'll support you." It's very nice. Amar Ad Kibar Lakisha. He says, "You think you'd make up for Reish Lakish?" Bar Lakisha Kihave Amina Milta. When I would say something, I'm actually Esvin Va'arba Kushiata. He would ask me 24 different things. For Kinale Esvin Va'arba Pruki, and I would give him 24 answers, one answer to each question. Amela Rav Cheshmata. As a result, our understanding of the sugya became very wide. And all you can do is say that what I've said has already been said. So they had done a shopek amina. I know that I said good. So Rabbi Yochanan was walking around tearing his clothes. Hechad bar lakisha. He was wandering around sick with depression, tearing his clothes, saying, "Where are you, Reish Lakish?" Until he lost his mind. The Rabbanan prayed for him that he should die, and he indeed died. Now, going back to the story that we saw in the first podcast in this parak, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon nailed that launderer and handed him over to the cops, and when he died, he felt very bad, and then he was told that he had really been a guilty person. He said, "You see, my kishkas work well." Nonetheless, he never trusted himself from that point on. What happened? Kabil alei yisuri. He accepted that. He said to God, I want to be forgiven. Please afflict me." So what would happen? They would put 60 mats under him at night. In the morning, they would take 60 little vessels that were filled with blood. In other words, in the night, he would be pleading. And then his wife would make him 60 kinds of food that would restore him from this blood that he lost. But his wife wouldn't let him go to the Beit Midrash, so the Tachachomim shouldn't bother him. Be'orta Amar Lahu, what he would say to the Yisurim at night was, "Achai v'rei bo, my friends, my fellows, come and greet me." But Safra Amar Lahu, in the morning he would say, "Zilu, go away from him and impitul Torah. I have to study Torah, and I can't study Torah while I'm afflicted." Yomachad Shama Devitu. So one time his wife heard him say that. Amrlei, "At kamaiti lahu elavayich? You're the one causing this? I thought you were sick. I didn't know you were causing this to yourself. Kalt mamon shel beit abi. You're taking all of my money away that I brought in from my father's house. You're eating it all up because we have to take all these kelim and I have to feed you all this special food and everything else every day, and it's something you could have avoided." Imrda, she left him. Azla veinasha, she went back to her father's house. So what happened is 60 sailors showed up at his door, Ailule Shitin Avde, they brought 60 slaves, Kinikiti Shitin Arnaki, each with a money pouch. Avdele Shitin Min Laftan, they made 60 kinds of food. Ve'achiluhu, and he got better. Now his wife wasn't around anymore, so he was able to go to the Beit Midrash. Now Yomachan Amr La Lavarta, so one time the mother, who was back in her father's house, the wife, said to her daughter, Zili Baki Bavuch Maiko Avidayidna, go see what your father's doing. Acha Marla Zili Imri Limech, he said, go tell your mother, Shalanu Gadomi Shalahem, we have more money than they do. In other words, she shouldn't think that because she left I didn't have any more money and I couldn't take care of it, I'm still being taken care of. Krayanafshai Takon Yotzachim Rechak Tavilachmai, by the Pasuk, about the Eshet Chayil, that all of my stuff came as from a merchant ship from afar, because these sailors came and took care of me. Why'd they come? Evidently they were at sea, and they were in trouble, and they made an adorim that if they were saved, they would come and help Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, and that's what happened. Achav v'shati ubari, so now he was able to eat and drink and get better. Nafak l'beit midrash, now he went to the Beit Midrash, his wife wasn't there to stop him. Aitu l'kame shitin mine dama, so they brought 60 different kinds of dam that women had seen, and as a result were not remaining with their husbands, or not sleeping with their husbands. Taharinu, and in each case he said tahor. So havu kimran ni rabbanon v'amri salka datach leipa hu chad sofek. So the students were surprised, they were kind of teasing him, saying, what, there's not one sofeker? Amr lahem lehu im kamotiyu, if I'm right, you kulam scharim, all 60 of these women should give birth to sons. V'imlav v'teina kavachat b'neim. If not, then there should be one nekeva there. Hayu kulam scharim. It turned out all 60 were born scharim, male. Vasikul Rabbi Elazar al Shmei. They called them all Elazar, in honor of him. Tanu Rabbi kama piriyev Rabbi bit l'rusha azumi Yisrael. And so Rabbi has as an add-on to the story. Look how much piriyev Rivya this rusha stopped. Now, does that refer to the wife who wouldn't let him go to the Beit Midrash, or does that refer to the Roman Empire that ultimately was the cause of this whole thing because they drafted Rabbi Elazar Shimon to be their detective, etc.? Anyways, because had he been there earlier, these women who had these doubts and were staying away from their husbands could have known they were tahorot. Now, kehave ka necha nafshe, when he died, Rabbi Elazar Shimon was going to die. Amar la devitu, he told his wife, Yadana medrabanan deretichi alai. I know the rabbis are angry with me. So let me ask you about Shapir. They're not going to give me a proper funeral. They're angry about everything that happened. Oganin bi ilitoi velotid chaliminoi. He said, lay me up on the roof and don't be worried that something will happen. When I die, lay me up on the roof. Rishwam Ranachmani, Ishtaya le imed Rabbi Yonatan. Rishwam Ranachmani was a Talmud of Rabbi Yonatan. He says, Rabbi Yonatan's mother told me, Ishtaya la devitu Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, that the wife of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon told her, and it's the woman who was involved here, lo pachot mitam nisari, not no fewer than 18, velo tafemi esrim mitven shnin, it was somewhere between 18 and 22 years, ognita bi'ilita, I left them lying up there on the roof. Ki havu saliknam ma'in alei b'mazye. When I would go up, I would look at his forehead. Ki mishtamta benita minei have atadama. And I would look and I would see that the blood was coming out of there. In other words, he's saying it's almost as if he was still alive. I'm sorry, I would look at his hair, and I would see that there was blood coming out, almost as if he was still alive. Yomachad chazoi richasha de karnafik miune. One time I saw a snake coming out of his ear. Chalash datoi. I felt terrible. Here, I haven't buried my husband properly. And as a result, look what's happening. Itchazi li b'chelma. So what happened? She's still telling the story. He appeared to me in a dream, meaning the Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon appeared to me in a dream. Amar li lo midihu. He said, don't worry, it's nothing. Yomachad shami b'ziluta de tzumar habanon. One time in the Beit Midrash, I heard someone disgrace a Talmid Chacham v'lo mechoi k'dibar li, and I didn't rebuke him as I should have. And so therefore, in poetic justice, I have a snake coming out of my ear. Atu beitrei l'dina, when two people would come to din, avukai mi'abava, they would stand by the door, Amar Mar Milte, Umar Milte, each guy would say his argument, Nafaikola Milita Vamar, and then a voice would come from the roof saying, Ish ploni ata chayav, Ish ploni ata zakai. In other words, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon continued to adjudicate even after he was dead. Yomachar Havikom Mincia Devitu Bahadi Shivata. One time his wife had a fight with some neighbor. Amrala So the neighbor said to her as a curse, "Tehei kebaal lashlan tan likfura. I should be like, you should end up like your husband who was never buried." So you see, it was a disgrace. Amarabanan kulei hai vade lavorachara. He said, to take it this far is certainly not appropriate, so we should bury him. The other possibility is that Rabbi Elazar Shimon's father appeared to the students in a dream. I have one seed, one little one among you. You don't want to let it come to me. In other words, I'm waiting for my son to join me. So the students went to bury him. He was in the town called Achbaraya, and they wouldn't let him get to the body. Why? As long as he was lying dead on this roof, the town was free of all wild animals. They figured if you take him away and bury him, that'll be the end of our protection. So they waited till Erev Yom Kippur. Havu treaty. Everybody was busy, so they could get the body. Shadi Rabbanan Levnei Beri. So they went to the town of Beri, and they told them, Haskul Arsa. They said, go get the body and take it. Vamtu of the Ma'arta Davuan. Take it into the cave where his father, Shimon, was buried. Hashkachu ala Achna Dahadra la Lamarta. They saw a snake in front of the cave. Amrulan, they said, Achna, Achna, Pitchi Pich, Vikanes Ben Eitzal Aviv. They said to the snake, open up your mouth, meaning, open up the space so that we can get in, so that his son can join his father. Patachlo, it did it. Shalach Rebbe lila Rebbe Ishto. So Rebbe then wanted to marry the Almona. Shalchale, so she said back to Rebbe, Klishin Shtamesh Bo Kodesh, Shtamesh Bo Chol. I was used to being with Kodesh, I'm going to be with Chol now. So Taman Amrin, in Eretz Yisrael, the version of the story went, Ba'at Demari Beita Tala Zaina. Kul Baraya Kul Tehala. In the same place that a swordsman leaves the sword, a poor shepherd puts a stick. In other words, just the fact that he's a man and you're a man doesn't make you equal. Shalachla, so Rebbe sent back a message. Nehida b'Torah gadol meni, even though your husband was greater than me in Torah, Masim tov mi gadol meni, but was he a greater person in action? Shalachla, she said, b'Torah mi gadol mimcha lo yadana. I don't know if he was greater than you in Torah. B'Masim, but as far as his actions go, yadana. Takabala Yisuri, he accepted Yisurim. So he was greater than you in his ethical development. So b'Torah mahi. Why did they say that he was greater in Torah? The Chiyavu Yatvi, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Yishuv and Korchas of Sali. We have Rav Shimon Gamliel, who was Rebbe's father, and Rav Yishuv and Korcha were sitting on benches. Yatvi Kamai, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, V'Rebbe, Rebbe, and Rav Elazar, who was later going to be called Rebbe, right now is Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, a different Shimon, of course, were sitting on the ground. Makshu Mefarki, and they were the ones who were asking all the good questions, giving all the good answers. So Amri, the teacher, said, "Meimayan anu shotin. We're drinking their waters. They're teaching us. They're the ones sitting on the ground. Avdul safsali. So they had benches made for them. Askinu, and they put them up on the bench. Shimon Gamliel then said, "Pridachat yishli b'neichem v'yatem makshin lavdai meni." Sort of a flip of what we had earlier. Here he says, "I have one seed, and you want to take him away from me." In other words, by promoting him, you're going to give him an ayin hara. And somehow something's going to happen to him. So Achtu the Rebbe, they put Rebbe down, back down. Amar the Mishuman Korchas. Mishuman Korchas said, "Mishe Shlo Av Yichia, Mishe Inlo Av Yamut." So he, Rebbe, has a father to look after him. Rebbe Elazar Shimon's father is gone, so he's going to die. Achtu Namad the Rebbe Elazar Shimon. So they put Rebbe Elazar Shimon down on the ground too. Cholash Date. He was already upset. Amar already meaning even this early in his life, he got upset because of what happened. Chashvitu Leikavati. You think that I'm the same as Rebbe? Arahu Yoma Kevemar Rebbe Milta Messiah Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Up until this point, if Rebbe would say something, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon would support it and help him out. Kanva Elech, from here on in, Ki Avi Amar Rebbe Yeshli Lashiv, Amar Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Kach Vikach Yishlecha Lashiv, Zui Tshuvatcha. Right? So at this point, if Rebbe would say, I have an answer, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon would cut in and say, I know what your answer is, here's your answer, and here's why you're wrong. You're giving us lots of answers that really are nothing. Right? So in other words, Elazar Shimon started degrading him. Chalash Date to Rebbe. So Rebbe felt sad. So Rebbe came to his father and said, Rebbe Elazar Shimon's not being nice to me. Amarle bini al yerash, shuhu ari ben shuel. Don't feel bad. He is the lion, the son of a lion. He's Rav Elazar of Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You're the son, the lion, the son of a fox. In other words, Rav Shimon Gamliel is being very self-deprecating here. Hanudama Rebbe, that explains the famous statement of Rebbe, Shloshan V'tanin Hein. There are three famous modest people in history. Velin Abba, first one is my father. Ubnei Batera, Bnei Batera, if you recall, at the beginning of the sixth parak in Psachim, elevated Hillel to be the head of the Sanhedrin because of his solution to the Korban Pesach on Shabbat. And they stepped down. V'Yonatan ben Shaul. Yonatan, the son of Shaul HaMelech. Now, Shimon Gamliel had Amran. How do we know Shimon Gamliel was so modest? Because of the story we just heard. B'nei Retera Damamari, Shivu Barosh, Minu L'Nasi Aleim. The story about Hillel. Yonatan ben Shaul, the Kamar LeDavid. What did he say to David? V'Atatim Lochal Yisrael, Ani Ayelach Al Mishneh. And Yonatan, when he meets up with David for the last time, he sneaks away and finds him in the area of Zif. He says to him, I know you're going to be king, you know you're going to be king, everyone knows you're going to be king, I'll be your second in command. Even Shaul knows that. So you see, he was humble. So, Mimai, how do you know? Tell me, Yonatan and Shaul, the Chazad, the Garam about to David. Maybe he just saw which way the wind was blowing. Everybody was becoming fans of David. B'nei B'tera Nami, the Chazal Hill, the Adif Minayu. Maybe B'nei B'tera simply saw that Hillel was sharper than they were, knew the information. Certainly that was accurate, that he was a modest person. Continuing on, Rebbe evidently picked up the idea from here and said, Chavivin Yisurin. So, Kibel Alei Tleis Arshani. He accepted upon himself to suffer for 13 years. The question is whether that means he initiated such a thing, as we'll see a little later. There's perhaps a different twist to it. Sheet b'tzmirta v'sheva b'tzfarnia, or v'amrila shiva b'tzmirta v'sheet b'tzfarnia. The 13 years are divided by 7 and 6 with different diseases that he ended up having. Rurei devei Rebbe. So we hear a story that his servant, who was Avir Atir Mishavar Malka, parenthetically say he was richer than Shapur, the Sasanian king. Kerhavi Rami kista l'chiyuta, when he would feed the animals, they would, the sound would go for a long distance. So he would, out of consideration for Rebbe, because Rebbe was suffering so badly, he would time it to feed the animals exactly when Rebbe was going to the bathroom, because of his shouts. Nonetheless, Rebbe's voice overpowered the voice of the animals eating. Even people at sea heard him. In spite of all of this, 13 years of terrible suffering of Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon's Yisurim that we read about and that we heard about earlier in the podcast were greater than Rebbe's. Why? To either Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, Miahava Bau, Miahava Halchu. He accepted them Biahava, and they left him Biahava. In other words, it was all altruistic. The Rebbe, Alide Masa Bau, Alide Masa Halchu. Rebbe brought the Yisurim on himself because of something that he did, and then he earned his way out. Why is that? What's the famous story? There was a calf that was being taken to Shechita, and Rebbe was walking. It went and buried its head in Rebbe's garment. The kabachin was weeping. Amrle Rebbe said, Zil, go, that's what you're created for, to be shechted. So Amri and Shemaim, they said, he doesn't have rachamim on this cow, late to all the Yisurin, so let him suffer. So evidently 13 years later, he did something else, which is why the Yisurin left him. His maid servant was sweeping out the house. She was sweeping up the little vermin, the rats, and killing them. Amr la shavkinu. Rebbe said, leave him alone. Ktiv rachamo lakom asav. God has compassion on all of his creatures. So Amru ho'il merachem nerachim alei. So in Shemaim they said, since he has rachamim, we'll have rachamim on him. And that was the end of his Yisurim. Which leads us to understand that when it says that Rebbe, at the beginning of the piece, that Rebbe accepted 13 years of Yisurim, it doesn't mean that he said, let me have 13 years of Yisurim, but rather that for 13 years he suffered and he accepted it as a divine judgment. Now, kul hushani yisuri de Rabbi Elazar lo shachiv inish below zimne. Throughout all the years that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was suffering, nobody died early. Everybody died in the right time. Kul hushani yisuri de Rebbe lo yitzarich al malamitra. And during Rebbe's entire years of all the 13 years of his suffering, there was no need for rain because there was such heavy dew that was enough. And da amri da amma rabba rav shila kashi yomad mitra ki yomad dina. as the famous saying goes, rain is as bad as any other judgment, meaning that even though rain is a blessing, when it's raining, it causes a lot of problems, traffic, and disrupts work, etc. So if we could have a situation where everything would be watered properly, but without rain, that would be great. If it weren't for the fact that the world needs rain, the Rabbanan would have prayed to have it canceled. Nonetheless, in Rebbe's day, even though it didn't rain, if you pulled a turnip out of the ground, you would find a whole pit full of water in there from all the dew. Okay, so now we hear another story about Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. Ikol Rebbe ba'atrid Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. Amar lahem yesh lo ben lo tot tzaddik. So Rebbe said, does this man, this tzaddik, have a son? Amar lo yesh lo ben. He has a son. V'chol zonah sheniskeret b'shnayim socharto b'shmona. Evidently, he has gone wayward. And the way that they said it was that any zonah who hires out for two would hire him for eight. Atye, so Rebbe got this young man. Asmachei b'Rebbe, he gave him a smicha. V'ashlamei l'Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya achot te'imei. And he handed him over to his uncle, to his mother's brother, who was this Rabbi Shimon ben Isi, for to be his tutor. Kol yom havi amar, every day this kid would say, L'kiriyati ani aizal, I want to go back to my town. L'kiriyati. Amar lei chakim avdu labat yatach. We're going to make you a chacham. V'gulta d'dahal parso alach. They're going to put a golden crown on you. V'rebi karolach, you'll be called Rebbe. V'yat amar l'kiriyati ani aizal. You see, you want to go home? Amar lei mumi, so he took an oath. Azuva da. Okay, I'm not going to say it anymore. And so he stayed with him. We'll find out who he is in a minute. Ki gadol ata yativ metifta de Rebbe. When he got older, he came to Rebbe's Beit Midrash. Shame lekole. Rebbe heard his voice. Amar hakole dami lekole to Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. He says, oh, this sounds like my old friend, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. Amar lei brehu. He said, yeah, that's his son. That's the son that you saved. Kari alei. So he then applied the pasuk. Pri tzadik eitz chayim. V'lokeach nafshot chacham. The fruit of a tzaddik is a living tree, and someone who takes souls, who grabs souls, is wise. Who's that? Pre-tzaddik is Chayim, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon. So it was Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, who was the student who came. V'lokeach nafshot chacham, who is it who grabs souls and is wise? Rabbi Shimon and Isi ben Lekunya, his tutor. Now, kirach nafshei, amtulim arta davua. Now, we have a similar story to the one we had earlier. Now, when Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, died, they wanted to bring him into the cave where his father was buried, along with his grandfather, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Have hadrila achna lamarta. Again, you have the snake in front not letting them through. Amrlei achna achna pachpicha b'kanes b'nei tel aviv. So they said the same formula. Snake, open up and let the son be buried with his father. Lapatchalahu. It didn't open up. Kisvuri ma'am lamar shezeh gadol mizeh. Everybody thought, well, it's because the Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon was much greater, and the son can't be buried with him. Stavat kol v'amraso. Bat kol came and said, lo m'nei shezeh gadol mizeh, not because the father is so much greater. Ela zehaya b'tzar mi'arav, zelo haya b'tzar mi'arav. Remember the story in Masachet Shabbat, the very famous story of Shimon bar Yochai in the 12 or 13 years in the cave. He was in the cave with his son. So Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon suffered in the cave, therefore he got to be buried in the cave. Rabbi Yossi didn't have that, so therefore he didn't get to be buried there. So, Ikla Rebbe la'atrid Rebbe Tarfon. So now a similar story with finding a wayward son. Rebbe came to Rebbe Tarfon. Rebbe Tarfon, of course, was several generations earlier. Rebbe came to the town of Rebbe Tarfon. Amar lahu yesh lo ben lo tot tzaddik. Does this tzaddik have any descendants, really? Shayam ha-kapeach ha-banav. Rebbe Tarfon used to have a statement that he said, ha-kapeach ha-banai, I'll cut my kids off if this isn't the halacha. Rebbe, he had a very ungenerous attitude towards his kids. So Rebbe said, does he have any sons? Amar lo ben ein lo ben bat yesh lo. He doesn't have any sons, but he has a grandson through a daughter. V'chol zonash nizker b'shnayim sochato b'shmona. The same comment we heard earlier about him being wayward. At Yula Kameh, they brought the kid to Rebbe. Amar lei, he hadrat bach, ya even alach partoi. If you come back, I will let you marry my daughter. Hadarbe. So he came back to the Beis Medrash. Ika da amri nasfa ugirsha. Somehow we knew that they weren't married. So one version is that he married her, but then divorced her. Ika da amri lo naspa klau. Or perhaps he never married her. Kadesh shalo yomru, ishvil zeh chazar zeh. So that nobody should think he came back to the Beis Medrash to marry the girl. Why was Rebbe so intent on finding the children of these great men who had gone off to bring them back? Anybody who teaches his colleague's child will sit in Yeshiva Shalmala. Shenemar, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Tashuva Shivech Lefanai Tamod. If you return, come back, you will stand in front of me, God says. So therefore, he found that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's son, was wayward, and he brought him back and taught him. He said, found that Rabbi Tarfon's grandson, so he taught him again. Chom Lamed Ben Ama Aretz Torah, anybody who teaches the son of an Ama Aretz Torah, Filo HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, Gzerah, Mevat Labish Filo. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Gzerah, he'll annul it on behalf of this one who taught the son of an Ama Aretz, Shenemar, Ntotzi Yakar Mizolel. Literally, if you can bring something precious out of somebody who's a glutton, but the way we're reading it is, Yakar Mizolel, something precious out of something which is cheap, then Kefiti, yeah, then you'll be like me. Alright, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have an Am Aretz and you have a son and you teach him and you make him great, then you're almost as great as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Gzerah and you can effectively cancel it. Okay, we'll hold off at this point. Mr. Shem will pick up with more similar agadot having to do with children of scholars and continuing scholarship. And again, we'll be continuing with the Agadah until Daf Pei Vav Mun Aleph, when we go back to analyzing the Mishnah. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.